Hello, we are Group 6, and today we will be discussing the quality interventions, total quality management, reengineering, and Six Sigma. It is important for OD practitioners to be at least somewhat familiar with these three quality interventions, because change agents are frequently involved in their application. I will now hand it over to Yasmin to go over the purpose of each quality intervention.
Total quality management gained a lot of attention in the 1980s as a response to the quality challenges to American manufacturing coming from Japan. The purpose of TQM is to manage and improve processes through employee involvement in teams by using quality principles and tools. Reengineering is an intervention that rethinks and restructures entire operations. This method saves companies way more time and money than if they were to make incremental changes to existing processes. Reengineering is a rebuilding process where entire organizational operations are created anew. Once an organization determines which process within the organization needs to be reengineered, the reengineering team should then begin to remove barriers, create new process steps, develop new job roles, shift responsibilities, or consider any of the number of the other possible changes. The purpose of Six Sigma is to increase productivity and reduce cost. The terms Six Sigma has multiple meanings. One of the meanings is a statistical measure. The second meaning is a business process improvement initiative that uses statistical methods that strive for Six Sigma level performance. All of these quality interventions are on the organizational level. TQM is a method that is on the organizational level. This is especially clear with the definition of TQM that is given in the book, which states, "Total quality management can be defined as creating and implementing organizational architectures that motivate, support, and enable quality management in all the activities of the enterprise." Reengineering is an intervention at the organizational level because it involves reconstructing a whole organization. This is also clear whenever one looks at the three criteria that help the team determine which processes are ready for reengineering. Processes that are not working properly, processes that affect the organization's customers, and processes that would have high impact if redesigned. The reengineering movement encourages thinking both structurally and systematically about larger organizational processes and practices rather than improvements in a single department or system. Six Sigma is also an intervention at the organizational level because Six Sigma refers to projects that are undertaken to measure and improve an organization's processes. Another thing to know is that Six Sigma is rooted within the organizational infrastructure through the establishment of several important roles called champions, master black belts, and green belts. I will now discuss the expected outcomes of each intervention. Although there is a high failure rate when it comes to TQM, when it is implemented correctly, TQM benefits organizations with quality, productivity, and employee development. OD practitioners have found that reengineering efforts that have in the past resulted in downsizing, right-sizing, or other euphemistic terms for layoffs often color how organizational members approach reengineering interventions, which has led to significant employee dissatisfaction. If implemented properly, Six Sigma should act in increasing productivity and reducing costs as well as waste. Total quality management, reengineering, and Six Sigma all aim to improve customer satisfaction and productivity through process improvement efforts.
Thanks, Yasmin, for introducing our topic and explaining quality interventions. My name is Jocelyn, and I will be sharing with you all a couple of key points and underlying theories regarding quality and productivity interventions. I will start with total quality management, which gained attention in the late 1980s because of the challenges regarding American manufacturing that was coming from Japan. Deming's theory states, if you spend money on quality, it is money well spent. He based his theory on 4 points, which are system appreciation, the way a company processes work, variation knowledge, which is understanding variation and why it happens, knowledge theory, understanding what can be known, and lastly, psychology knowledge, the understanding of human nature. I will now move on to Six Sigma, which also gained attention in the late 1980s through Motorola. Motorola claimed they could develop high-quality products at a reasonable price using the Six Sigma intervention, which ultimately proved to be successful. Six Sigma can be defined as a statistical measure or a business initiative that uses these methods to improve an organization's process. This leads me to our next intervention, reengineering. Reengineering began because quality efforts weren't seen as productive interventions. Henry and Champ state that reengineering is a rebuilding process and is meant to restructure an entire organization instead of small incremental changes like past quality efforts. Total quality management, Six Sigma, and reengineering are different in their own way and are designed to improve customer satisfaction and production. Although there has been a lot of criticism regarding these interventions, it is up to the OD practitioner to do their research and apply each one accordingly. I will now let Maberly explain the application of these quality interventions.
Thank you, Jocelyn. Hi, my name is Maberly, and I will be going over the applications for total quality management and reengineering interventions. Afterwards, I will then hand it off to Karen, who will go over Six Sigma applications. To start us off, total quality management, which I will be referring to by its acronym TQM, uses many tools and techniques to manage and improve processes within an organization. These include applicable practices like benchmarking, lean production, customer focus, value-added statistical process control, and much more. Statistical process control is used to systematically measure the accuracy and productivity of TQM processes. Problems are examined and then solved using specific analysis techniques. TQM requires employees to be trained on the techniques. In order to apply total quality management to an organization, one must examine the business itself. Each business is going to take a different approach when it comes to applying TQM. That is why you have to take into account the current status of the organization in question. With that said, TQM is made up of five basic activities. 1. Identify customers and what they value at all levels. 2. Identify products and services provided. 3. Define processes. 4. Simplify the process. 5. Continuously improve. Some are quick to point out TQM's high failure rate. This happens mainly because not everyone took on the responsibility entrusted to them for the intervention to take effect. Everyone within an organization must work together as a single unit in order to pull off a TQM intervention. The ultimate goal is for customer satisfaction and a constant maintenance of quality. I will give you an example. I interned for a law firm, and the owner of the firm also owns a bakery, which he has me doing work for as well. The bakery is very successful, and they are looking to expand their brand. Because of this, they are going through a lot of changes. A key goal of the management team is to improve overall customer satisfaction. The struggle that we are currently facing is getting every employee on board with the changes to our customer service approach. They want to see what's in it for me. In order for our TQM intervention to be successful, we must communicate what our employees stand to gain by applying these changes. If we cannot get them motivated with the changes, the TQM will not work. Moving on to reengineering applications. In order to determine which process within your organization needs reengineering, you should first take a look at three criteria. First, look at processes that are not working as they should. Second, look at processes that affect the organization's customers directly. And third, look at processes that would have a high impact if they were redesigned. Once a process has been chosen to be reengineered, the team responsible for accomplishing this task must remove barriers, create new process steps, develop new job roles, shift responsibilities, and create any other possible changes. Also consider how to implement the reengineered process. The primary values of reengineering tend to be about organizational profitability and process control rather than participation. This can create conflicts because the corporate culture is not kept up with, and the program seems to overlook or forget the employees and middle managers. Because of this, they are unable to initiate and implement the reengineering effort successfully. I have experienced reengineering within the bakery as well. Earlier, I mentioned some of the work that I'm doing with the bakery, and they are looking to expand. This requires them to look at reengineering some of their inefficient processes so that when they do expand and open more locations, the processes are more efficient and profitable. We have taken a look at processes that are hindering the kitchen staff's ability to make more of the products that are in higher demand. That is, their custom cakes. Customers come in regularly to order a custom-made cake. They have to make, on average, 50 custom cakes a day, along with dozens of menu cakes that go in their lobby refrigerators, and the hundreds of pastries that they make as well. In order to help the bakery manage their demand, we have to look into hiring a co-packer to make their pastries on an industrial large scale, so that the kitchen staff can focus only on their cakes. This would greatly impact the kitchen staff's efficiency and decrease their workload to be more manageable. Something else we have looked at is our toppings process. First, our process included the customer picking out a cake from the fridge and asking the customer service staff to add their top choice topping. Then the staff member would go to the kitchen with the cake and wash their hands and top the cake in the back. This was seemingly inefficient because the customers would be waiting in the lobby and the line would get longer. We came up with an idea to put the toppings table in the front and have one person stationed there ready to top cakes as customers came in and asked for them. However, the new process was not implemented very successfully and caused more problems than solutions. We will have to go back and figure out how to fix the new process in practice. This is it for reengineering. I will now hand it off to Karen.
Thank you, Maberly. Another application that can be used is the Six Sigma program. The Six Sigma program was developed by Motorola in the late 1980s. The term Six Sigma has two meanings. The first meaning refers to the existence of 3.4 defects for every 1 million opportunities. The second term refers to the projects that are used to measure and improve an organization's processes. Roles in the Six Sigma program include champions, master black belts, and green belts. The black belts and green belts are in charge of improvement projects, while master black belts and champions remove obstacles and provide support and mentoring. The three steps in the Six Sigma program are as follows. 1. An honest assessment of the organization's readiness to implement Six Sigma. 2. Willingness to expend the needed resources. And 3. Reflection on the objectives, scope, and timeframe for the program. A successful implementation of the Six Sigma program will increase productivity, decrease product errors, and increase cost reductions. An example of a positive experience can be seen by the Six Sigma's creator, Motorola. Within 4 years of implementing the Six Sigma program, Motorola saved an approximate $2.2 billion. On the other hand, companies may have bad experiences using Six Sigma programs by either not yielding the required results or by having short-lived success using the program. I will now pass on to Morgan for a recap of this podcast.
My name is Morgan, and I'm going to be doing the conclusion. OD practitioners should be familiar with these quality interventions because it is vital in their application. To recap what was discussed on this podcast, total quality management gained attention in the 1980s as a response to the quality challenges to American manufacturing to manage and improve processes through employee involvement and teams by using quality principles and tools. Reengineering rethinks and restructures entire operations, which saves companies time and money. This is a rebuilding process. Six Sigma increases productivity and increases cost and is rooted within the organization's infrastructure through important roles. It is important for OD practitioners to be familiar with these change agents because they are frequently involved in their applications.